Sixth Sense podcast is brought to you by Grin Brush. Happy teeth, happy planet. Grin Toothbrush is a toothbrush that takes better care of your teeth and the planet. It's beautiful, responsible, and automatic. Listen, fellas, you're going to be saving time and money when you subscribe to get your premium toothbrush delivered to you for less than what you're paying for drugstore brands. Not only that, you're going to be going green. You're going to be saving the environment. The Grin toothbrush uses 85% less plastic than disposable, overpriced drugstore brands. And finally, you're going to be simplifying your life. You get these fresh brush heads, and replacement reminders arrive automatically to you to let you know when to change your brush head so you can be putting the cleanest toothbrush, germ-free, into your mouth. Now, gentlemen, this is a great gift for the ladies, sisters, brothers, kids, mothers, fathers, anyone in your family, friends. So if you want to pick one up for yourself or anyone else, go to grinbrush.com and enter the promo code 6 cents, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. Again, go to grinbrush.com, enter the promo code 6 cents, and you'll get a 15% discount on your subscription. All right, fellas, go sign up and take care of your oral care.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window.
Podcast. UFFL working into week 9. This is the Sixth Sense podcast. You are listening to Zach Cosby, and last week's show, admittedly, was a lot about my team. Came up quite a bit, and not that everyone wants to hear about my team, but I guess it might have been for good reason, Andrew Kirkland, as I am busting, Jerry. I'm busting. Posted the high week last week. Monday nighter has never been nicer. Yorkie told me I had it wrapped up, but I'm glad it came down to James White and Julian Edelman just being mostly the offense for the Patriots. So I'll take that every day of the week, and I'm glad to be here on the Sixth Sense podcast with you, Andrew Kirkland, and you, Matt York. How's it going, Andrew?
Good. I was going to do an over-under on how long it took you to begin talking about your high week. And, you know, I shouldn't really say,
welcome to the club.
I shouldn't really say too much because, you know, I tend to talk about it pretty quickly too, but, you know, congratulations on the high week.
Oh yeah. If we added a sound effect, I would play like clapping or something.
I guess we're keeping it in house because you're a host on the podcast. So still the money's in house. But yeah, boys, happy Halloween. Happy to be here. I had zero visitors to our house. Well, one visitor to our house tonight.
And it was wow.
It was a group of four girls who were probably like 13 years old. So I wasn't too happy about it. You know, when a group of four girls, 13 years old, come to my house and do a happy Halloween, I don't like that stuff. Anyways, they not only do they come to my door, they start screaming on the top of their lungs. Uh-oh. About like happy Halloween, trick or treat, smell my feet, doing all these stupid things, like literally yelling. And then the one girl goes, I need all your sour keys. That's what I need. I want your sour keys. So I gave her absolutely nothing, slammed the door, told her to shut up, turned off all the lights, and no more Halloween for anyone at the Kirkland household. But anyway, so
I'm in a better... Stay tuned tomorrow when Kirkland's house gets wrecked.
Oh, I got like four pumpkins outside, and the squirrels are going to town on them, just eating them up all, like, everywhere. So... yeah, anyways, not a good night for the Kirkland residents. We should do a
special edition. Stay tuned for that, folks. We'll do a What's Wrong with Halloween, special report. Sixth Sense special report. Yorkie, you were handing out candy or what?
Yes. Actually, it is nice. Before we get into that, it is nice to actually be home in my house for one of these podcasts. Not on the road, not at a game, but actually is nice to be sitting in my basement for one of them, having a beer. Seeing you fellas. We did go out. We took Kaylee out. She lasted a little over an hour. We put the bowl outside on the front porch. We got home. It was completely gone, of course. The bowl was still there, though. All the candy was gone. And then we got home, and we had about four or five visitors. And then I took the rest of the candy down to the basement with me and a beer and killed half a box already.
Yeah, I'm with that. I've killed a bunch of... You know what makes me mad? I picked up candy at Shoppers today, and, like, they're getting, like, super stingy on, like, M&Ms. I brought this, like, whole, like, Mars packet with a mixture of, like...
Yeah.
M's and a whole bunch of stuff.
Twix and Snickers.
Yeah, all those.
I have that same box.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm going to crack this open on the way home. So I grabbed the M&Ms, and it was the peanut M&Ms, which I surprised to actually give out. But anyways, it was in there. And there was three M&Ms in this bag. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is a joke. Give me more M&Ms than this. Or give the kids more M&Ms than this. But anyways.
You're talking, of course, about M&M peanuts, right? Like, you don't need actually just the M&Ms. Like, the...
Yeah,
I always wonder why they give you so many just M&M ones. Like,
well, they give you tons of just M&Ms, but the ones with the peanuts, they're super stingy on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, where the heck are the... I want to know the negotiation. I guess it's like when Hollywood sells, like, really crappy movies and a bunch of good movies. Like, there's, like, a bunch of really crappy movies just to get one good one. I guess that's how the theaters work, I've heard.
Really?
I'm not in the game. I don't really know. But... Yeah, like production houses are like, yeah, we'll take you on, but like we got to do, like you got to show this piece of shit, this piece of shit, this other piece of shit, and then also you can show our good one.
Oh, jeez.
And I feel like the candy negotiations too must be, because then there's other boxes like Reese Peanut Butter Cup and O. Henry, and it's like, can I buy 68 of these and just have these at my house?
Yeah.
But then you do want to sprinkle in like some of the other good ones, like Snickers is always good.
Good to have a mix pack. Like, it's always good. Like, every time you put your hand in, it's a little bit of a surprise. But I'm like, come on, like, M&M's, like, with the peanuts. Like, give me more than three to a bag. Like, it's a waste of a bag, right? Just, you know, limit the number of bags and give me more in a bag. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, we're already getting to this special Halloween edition. We're going to break it down fully.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, yeah, so... Happy Halloween, everyone, and we're all on sugar highs right now. Hopefully, don't crash too soon. But before we crash, Yorkie, why don't you give us a little bit of a commissioner corner in the comfort of your own home? And by the way, yes, welcome back. I was a little, I didn't know if you were still a host on this anymore, but it's good to have you back. But anyways, take it with the commissioner corner, and hopefully, you'll be able to really redeem yourself with a good one tonight.
So tonight's all about, sometimes you plan, you set everything up, and it just all goes to shit. And that's what I'm talking about now. And stuff just going sideways. Like my team in week 9 coming up. Had it planned out that I would pick a few guys up, drop a few guys, make a few trades, and it just hasn't gone to plan. As you can see, if anyone's looked at my roster, I literally have most of my team on a bye week this week. I am playing JWoww. JWoww, you're probably going to beat me. I do have a few trade offers out there today. Zach Cosby and I, Cosby, I literally did two things this morning. I watched the Red Sox parade and I talked trade offers with you. I literally got no other work done today. So, but everyone, we all have a plan. We all know how we're going to manage our bye weeks. We're going to make some trades. We're going to pick a few guys up. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. Mostly due to injuries, some guys you want to pick up, some guys you can't drop. So right now, it's just all about how your plan can go to shit sometimes. And you got to make some contingency plans, and I'm trying to do that right now with a few other trade offers. I don't know what else I'm going to do right now. JWoww, you're probably going to win this week, but I'm trying to put a full roster out there.
Excellent. That was a weak commissioner corner, Yorkie.
Well, that was it for today.
Well, whose fault is the plan? No, let's.
It's definitely 100%. It's my fault. I mean, shit.
Nah.
Hey, when you're pointing a gun, you know, there's one finger one way and three going back towards you. It's 100% my fault. I know that.
I've never heard that saying before. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I can't wait. Are people going to be pilfering who you drop here? Or no, you got guys you can drop.
Mm,
No, you kind of don't. This is what the league's been waiting for.
Yeah, I don't really have a ton of guys I can drop.
One, two, three, four. Six buys. Oh, my God.
What? I think the commissioner corner should have been the league is turning into a tale of two opposites, and it's polarizing itself. You have a group of teams that are really separating themselves from everyone else. One through five, potentially six, are in a class of their own. Seven through 14 are really the duds and all under 500. I've never
look at the three and fives.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. So literally three and five and two and six, that's half the league. Mm-hmm. Like two games under 500. I've never seen anything like that.
No, and one team's four and three and one.
Yeah. And I would, I'm putting that at like a win now. So they're almost like a 5-3 team. Now, York, there's the other thing about, because you left us high and dry for the last couple of weeks, you never could weigh in on the tie that happened a few weeks ago. And I don't know if you heard anything from any guys about what was going on with that tie or any guys were complaining about it, but are we fine with that, or can you rectify it by doing something in the future? Like, what ideas could we potentially do
for the tie? So before we had decimal points and we had full points, the tie would have been broken by decimals. So it literally would have gone to another tie.
So when we did that way, was there a second tiebreaker?
No, there was no tiebreaker. That the tiebreaker was decimal points. And from our old league, Potriff came up with the formula how to change everything with decimal points, and I would have just stuck everything in there. We already on decimal points now, so it would have ended in a tie.
I kind of get what was the basis in our old league of why was anyone complaining about a tie? Who gives a shit? Like,
well, the big thing is, and it's something we got to chat about further, is what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess you're in trouble there. But a regular season tie, like, whatever. We tied. Yeah.
Hey, look at the
not that I don't want to, I just don't want to stop talking about it or anything because I was involved, but
look at the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. All right, the Packers tied too. Why can't I be the Packers? Everyone keeps calling us the Cleveland Browns, me and Deli, but like the Packers tied this year.
I don't assume the Packers is shit and the Browns are pretty much shit.
Are you calling me shit?
No, I'm calling the Browns.
Is that what's happening? I like how Kirky snuck in and maybe the sixth team is pulling away. High week last week. Projected highs for the fourth time this year.
So I
can't wait till my report card.
We're gonna do a count on this. How many times you bring up that you were high week last week? So you're at two now. Now I you got that on Monday night, I believe, right? You had some guys going on Monday night that gave that to you. Before that, I was like, this can't be happening because it was lining up for Bondo to become a high week two in a row. And we're going to talk about, we're going to give some mid-season awards later in the show. And, he may be up for some of that stuff. But the stuff he's pulling right now, he's won three in a row and just out of nowhere put himself right back in the swing of things. He's in a playoff spot right now. So, good on Bondo. I really hate to say it, but, I thought he was going to be two high weeks in a row, which would have made me eat my words. But he's really turning it around. So.
Well, and you guaranteed your high week last week.
I had a couple of takes last week that didn't happen. I guaranteed a high week. I guaranteed over 200. And I think I gained guaranteed at least 214 because I said Burnside was going to get 100 and we were going to be over pie, which is 314. So, there was that obviously didn't happen.
A lot was going on there a lot, but I think Yorkie, what did you think when you heard him guarantee a high week? I think that's pretty lofty.
It's just another typical guarantee by Andrew Kirkland. I've heard him before. A lot of it is just hot air. Every once in a while, he pulls one down the foul line and gets a home run. So it's
well, this is coming in hot on the return to the podcast. I love it.
I'm still I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I've got the $50 bills smashed in my ears. I'm winning.
I love it.
I mean, I still have two of them, so I still can't hear much.
Yeah, you guys are just, I don't even know who I'm talking to. Who am I, what am I even saying things for?
The other take that I was way off on was Nylander getting signed by Halloween, which is tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he still got, what?
2 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wherever he is, wherever Nylander is, it's November 1st.
All right, boys. So we want to get into this and kind of, you know, kind of talk about kind of some of the injuries over the last week and some moves and stuff like that. So, you know, when we look at the injuries, there wasn't too many like big ones outside of like there was guys that got hurt, but nothing like earth shattering outside of Will Fuller going down. That's pretty big for the league.
Yeah, he's my flex guy.
Yeah, so you had him, now he's dropped, but that's a pretty big deal. He gave you some good points last week, but outside of that, there was really nothing else that happened. A couple guys, like Tariq Hill went down, didn't come back. David Johnson went down, came back, but like nothing too earth-shattering. So there wasn't...
Go ahead. I knew you were going to get to it. You want to talk Fuller first? I was just going to say how much that I've been reading a bit about it as well, but I immediately thought, man, that sucks for Deshaun owners, because Deshaun Watson, his stats with and without Fuller are just bananas. I think Yorkie's trying to dig for them right now. But yeah, his Deshaun Watson's stats without Fuller are just like not night and day, but that's part of the reason they struggled so much early this year. And I know their O-line's playing better, but it'll be interesting to see what the Texans do based on what I think you were segueing to, Kirky. I don't know if it was Demaryius was your first guy you're going to mention or second, but
no, go for it. You
bring the biggest trade was Demaryius Thomas goes to the Texans, not Will Fuller, but I'm wondering if it opens up more deep shots for DeAndre. So that'll be interesting to watch. And then the Golden Tate move is, I can't believe how that much that worked out for Morris, because he's owned Kenny Galladay and Golden Tate, two guys on the same team, which is a problem I was kind of running into with Edelman and Hogan. And yeah, you can have two guys on the same team, whatever, but I can't believe that in real life they solved the problem for him. Not that it's necessarily a problem, but Golden Tate goes to the Eagles and just shatters Nelson Aguilar's value. Hey, Yorkie?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to act like I saw that coming, but there's absolutely no way of knowing that they were going to trade. Some people are calling it a desperation move. What do you think of that move means for the Eagles, York?
I don't think it's a desperation move. I think they needed another possession guy. And look, they got the pressure of trying to repeat. So I think it's a good move. I mean, they gave up, a third-round pick? So essentially, and Golden Tate's a free agent at the end of the year, so if he signs another big deal somewhere else, they'll get a third-round compensatory pick in 2020. So Detroit's really getting their third-round pick a year in advance. So, yeah, it's not a bad move.
What is it like? The Lions, I guess, is good enough. Sorry, Kirky, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's a good move. If I'm a Golden Tate fantasy owner, I'm happy with that. Like moving from Detroit to, you know, Carson Wentz, and you know it's going to be good. It may be a little more crowded for him, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. If you can get a good player on a better offense, he's going to get points. So you know that's just, again, I keep going back to this. Just get your players on good offensive teams, and I would say Philadelphia is one of those guys, those teams. So, I think he should be happy, and I think Ryan's hopefully happy, because he's got to be pretty mad at his team right now. He put up 80 points last week. Like, holy jeez!
I didn't want to go there, but I knew you were going to go there. First, I would say too, I think it's an interesting move, just in the fact that I feel like the Eagles couldn't go get a running back, so now they just went and got another guy who they can use sort of around the line of scrimmage and sort of work him in just as almost like a pseudo running game or quasi running game, just to use a couple words there in front of other words to make them sound better.
Yeah. Well, and now when you look at the Demaryius Thomas deal, or yeah, So that impacts, obviously, he wanted D or DeJohnson, who's, again, both teams that are impacted by these trades, Brian and Chambo, just pretty badly struggling recently. So hopefully this will inject something into their team. But anyways, I think, you know, going to Houston, it's again, I think it's going to be a good deal for him. I think it's going to be I would say Houston's offense is better than Denver's. So, you know, it should inject some stats into Demaryius. And, you know, I think it's good.
And last thing on the Thomas deal for me is, of course, Stewart fall has another new number one or number two receiver just fall into his lap in Cortland Sutton. So, yeah. Like the only waiver wire ad, oh, I wonder who has him. Oh, Lafferty Daniel just sitting there ready to tee off on another pickup that should never even have been his. Like, I don't know. Yorkie, how are you feeling about where Denver's headed after this one, or Cortland Sutton, any Cortland Sutton thoughts? Not to put you on the spot or anything, but.
I think Denver's obviously thrown in the towel. I think one of Denver's biggest mistakes is obviously getting rid of or trying to get Case Keenum and fucking up with the Paxton Lynch deal signing. Or sorry, draft pick. But they had to get rid of Thomas. They're not going to pay him what they were going to pay him for next year, which is like $15 million. And they wanted to give Sutton. But yeah, I mean, Luke Stewart, talk about fucking hitting the jackpot there.
That's great. Even though the Broncos aren't like, it's not like they're firing on all cylinders, but just to have a volume uptick on a guy that you were kind of just hoping got a touchdown a game or whatever is pretty sweet for Johnny 7-1, but the what is this? The sixth most points.
So speaking on that matchup, okay. So Lafferty Daniel and Gurley's gone wild. So a pretty big thing happened in that matchup. And Yaney was pretty vocal about this and pretty pissed. But Todd Gurley basically taking a knee on the 2-yard line with a couple of seconds left in the game, and because of that, now. I don't know. I don't think that would have done it for Gurley's Gone Wild because he lost by 7.
Yeah, he might have tied him. He would have. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe would have tied him. But so obviously that sucks. Gurley did get him 33 points. And he's mad at Gurley for not getting close to 40 points. Yaney, don't play a tight end that gets 0 points. When you have a tight end on your bench that I think got like 17 points, don't be mad at Todd Gurley for what he did in trying to get his team.
But he drafted him number one, though. He drafted him number one.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you can't be mad at that. There's, 2.5 minutes left in that game when he does that before the Packers fucked up? Sorry, Kaz, but when did they do that? 1.5 minutes left?
No, I might have been even later than that.
Yeah, it was like under 30 seconds.
No, I think you're right, actually. No, I think you might be right. It might have been
to save time, basically, so they could basically.
Minute 20. I think it was a minute 20 or something. Anyways, awesome. My thing is, I get that extra points are not as common anymore, but they would have put them up 9.
No, back exactly.
To you. You go, Yorkie, and then I'll finish up on this one.
Well, I think also the fact that, yeah, it would have put them up 9, but it basically guaranteed the win, then they could just go in victory formation there too. So regardless, what Gurley's trying to do is also prove that he's also a good guy, a team guy, not about the stats, don't care about fantasy. And hey, maybe someone told him in his ear, if you could do this, just go down. But I don't think regardless the game was out of hand and for Yaney to really think that, hey, look, this was going to get me the win. You can't rely on like essentially the Hail Mary plays at the end of a game to for a win here and there. So, you know, if he makes it, you get lucky. But no, I agree that it was the right play.
Well, you changed my tune just a tiny bit there because I guess those victory formation is pretty boss. So the NFL teams probably love doing victory formation. So I can see that being, but what if Yorkie, that's nice advice for Yaney, but what about all the people who had maybe their mortgage on the over?
Well, that's one of the, that's an issue that maybe for another podcast when we get into the gambling side of things.
Right. And it went under because of that.
I could totally relate to Yanny being pissed, because if that happened to a guy in my squad, I'd be livid. So I get it. He should have been more pissed, I believe, as tight end putting an offer. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. And just on his team, like, he's got Todd Gurley. It's almost a waste for Gurley to be on Gurley's Gone Wild. Like, I don't even know. What did he do in the draft here? Seriously. Yeah, I don't know. Like, to me, it's just, like, such a good player. I think he got lucky with Kerryon Johnson. I don't think he was probably.
Oh, yeah.
Might have been on a waiver wire. I don't even know if he was drafted. But anyways, it's too bad. You got such a quality, great player on, unfortunately, a team that's not, doesn't look to be doing very well. Sorry, Yanny, but actually, I'm not sorry. Your team's not very good, but at any rate. So, so if we look into kind of just moving on to, you know, kind of the last week, kind of an extension on that, let's kind of quickly review the Mo's and the Duds. So the Mo was myself versus Burnside. 314 on the was the over under. We were well under that. We were terrible matchup. I took home, but that we definitely were incorrect on all of our predictions for that. Not only including having us in the Mo, and obviously the points, but Cosby, you were right on that with the under. And on the Dud of the week, again, I'd say we were both incorrect. Well, not both, but we were incorrect on picking that Dud, because Bondo and Ozzy were in the Dud, and they actually had a pretty good matchup. And like I said, we said before, Bondo kind of lit it up. So Cosby, you'd the under on that one. I took the under, so I was 0-2, and Burnside had the over. So both you guys were 1-1, and I was 0-2. So yeah.
Well, not having Burnside back then.
No, never. So yeah, boys, I don't know if you have any other comments about last week you want to weigh in, or we can kind of get into our mid-season awards.
I was thinking greedy. I kind of wanted, after a while, I was hoping for 200 club. And then Derek Anderson threw that boomerang near the end of the game. Took away the last Pats drive, so I had no chance at it. It was an outside shot, but it would have been nice.
Yeah, Devin McCourty. I went to bed after that.
I figured. Yeah, I think that's a good capper on last week. What do you think, Gurky?
I'm good with it.
We found Yorkie's bedtime. Mm-hmm. Peace.
So we're going to try a new segment here called the Midseason UFFL Awards, where we've got four different awards, and we're going to go around the horn and on each of these awards and let everyone have a quick weigh in on each one. I'll be the one introducing these awards, and then I will hand it over to you folks for your feedback. And then in the WhatsApp chat, if anyone else has any like to weigh in, any takes on it, feel free to do that. But we'll be starting with award number one, which is the most valuable player or most valuable team MVP. Yorking, looking at all the GMs in the UFFL this year, at the midseason point, taking into consideration everything, standings, record, activeness, trading, who would you give that honor to?
It's tough for me to say this.
I know.
It really is tough for me to say this. But it actually is you.
Yes.
The Jagger Bombers. If you look at your team, obviously Breeze is stud. You got Tyreek Hill's on a pretty solid offense. We all know that. Adam Thielen was a great third round pick. Obviously you have Antonio Brown. Adrian Peterson, you know what? Maybe a little long in the tooth. Frank Gore, you know, he's getting a few looks in Miami. But you can't go wrong with the three wide receivers you have. and the amount of targets they get. And targets lead to catches, catches lead to points, and so on. So my MVP so far of the year goes to you.
Cosby, will you going through the same agony that Yorkie just went through?
No, I'm just going to ignore your team and focus on the ones that actually had to try in the draft. So we'll go with commitment to the wide receiver strategy has paid off. Good on you. Because Brown wasn't the consensus pick where you took him. You didn't necessarily have to take a wide receiver. Although, yeah, where you took Thielen, I think we talked about this at JWoww's, but where you took Thielen, he could have, I don't know if there was any tempting enough running backs. I'm talking about like Kenyon Drake, and I took him there anyways, but not that Thielen was there, but I was committed to running back in that round and I did it. So you could have been thinking the same thing and quite easily not taking him either. But good on him too for he had a shit week last week and still had eight straight 100-yard games. So that's bananas. But yeah, Stewart's scraping by. I think Hendry, pretty ballsy move, putting a lot of chips in James Conner's wagon and pulling that around. But I'd give him an honorable mention as well as far as where he's at based on his team construction as well. But yeah, I guess it's the Jaeger Bombers are they're taking that first award down.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, boys. One of the things I'm happy with my team. One of the things I don't like about my team is my strategy is getting out. And I don't think you're going to be able to do stuff like this in future years because people are going to – I felt like early in this season at the draft, everyone was loading up running backs. And they're like, oh, there's not many good running backs, so I got to take someone early because there's not going to be anyone later. You know, I didn't obviously prescribe to that same formula, and it's worked out well for me. So, you know, I think I tend to see in fantasy there's a pendulum swing focused on one year, and then they totally switched a totally different focus the next year in the draft. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people follow my formula. But I think overall, guys, I'd say the MVP, I don't want to vote for myself. I do have to say, I don't know how this guy's doing it, but, you know, if we're looking at the most valuable, the guy who's done the best, it's got to be Luke Stewart at 7-1. I don't know how this has happened.
maybe that's why he's that makes him the man, because we none of us know how.
Right, exactly. So, you know, whatever strategy he's doing, no one knows about it, but it's obviously working. And it's not even like, you know, he's not putting up much points for his points against. He's got the lowest points against in the league, but, you know, it's not that bad. Man, I'm just looking at the points against. You know who actually has the second lowest points against in the league? Our last place team, Yaney. The points against is the second lowest in the league.
Well, that speaks to it, right? Like you were saying, like it's looking at Luke Stewart's. I know we've got some guys with more points. And like I said, he's got the sixth most points. But if you can come out and put up an average of 147 every week in this league, like – it's going to win you some of those closer matchups or when guys shit the bed. There's nothing to say your guys wouldn't have shit the bed as well. So,
yeah.
So the consistency is key in the head-to-head. The stars do have to align, whether it's for your draft strategy or for his head-to-head week-to-week strategies. The stars have to align, and they're coming together for you guys.
Yeah. So, okay, I'd say my MVP is just because he's 7-1, and I don't know how he's doing it. Luke Stewart. So moving on to the next award, Cosby, we're going to kick it off to you first. We're going to go with the most improved team from the draft. So which team has clawed back, grinded it out, and made themselves part of the equation going forward?
Like who had a bad draft? I'm definitely ready for this one. Good thing we talked before the show. Shit, I already gave Hendry a shout out. I don't have to do it again. His draft was pretty good anyway, though. Yorkie's got Zach Ertz saving him.
Yorkie. While Cosby analyzes the entire league.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Your question is ridiculous.
I'm going for my for this one.
I don't know who had a crappy draft. Who had a crappy draft? Who was shit? I don't know. Bond is sorry, 0-5.
I'm not putting this on the actual draft itself. I'm actually putting this coming out of the draft in the first week and who's coming out throughout the first bit of the season. But I'm actually putting this to Bondo. The dude's won 3 in a row. His name is rolling with Mahomes. Mahomes is carrying his team. He's got his number one running back, Dalvin Cook, hasn't played a lick this year. Odell Beckham Jr., his team is the biggest shit show in the NFL next to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the Giants can't get anything together or anything done right. Eli Manning looks like he's old shit. I'm putting this on Bondo. You know, I dropped DJ Moore. I drafted him, wanted to maybe pair him with Cam Newton, and he's played well. I mean, Sammy Watkins is on pretty good offense, even though he's getting paid like a number one wide receiver, but he's not a number one wide receiver in Kansas City. And if you look at his team, I mean, look at his bench. So I'm putting this on Bondo.
Yeah, me too. Bondo had a shit draft too. Remember he drafted all those running backs? He's a stupid idiot. Remember that? Dumbass.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been patient with Dalvin Cook, though.
All right, most improved player, Bondo. I actually have to say the most improved player from the draft, but I grinding it out throughout the year so far, I give it to Burnside. So Burnside, I thought he was quiet early in the year as far as making deals, but he's been making deals more recently. He's got a respectable 3-5 record, which in our league is respectable. He's on the playoff bubble. So, and I think early on, I had him doing nothing, like really nothing. I thought his team was so shit. I thought, oh my God, he just donated a couple $100 to us and this was going to be great. But no, he's turning around and, he gave me last week a push, a little bit of a push. I beat him, but, not too by too much. But anyways, I'd give it to Burnside.
Oh, yeah, Burnside, too. Burnside had a shit draft, stupid idiot. Nice.
Okay, so now the third award we're going to go to is...
Love the names of these, by the way. The names of these awards. Just, we really took a lot of time. Took a lot of time on them as well.
All right, so the biggest shitter. The biggest shitter award... which is also known as the biggest disappointment. So who came out, whether it's from the draft or in the first week or two or however, who's laid that egg and did the shittiest team progressed after high expectations earlier in this season? Yorkie?
I'm putting this on... I'm putting this on my brother-in-law, Gary. And if you look at his first two picks in the draft were Michael Thomas and the kid went to Stanford.
Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. But I thought he had a pretty good team coming out of the draft. And whether it be for injuries or matchups or for whatever it might be, just hasn't put it all together. I mean, he does have Brady. He's got Michael Thomas. He's got Christian McCaffrey. I mean, Philip Lindsay in Denver is okay. I mean, Jared Cook's getting a ton of looks in Oakland. But, I mean, Denver and Oakland's offense right now, couldn't score 30 points against the three of us. So I'm putting this on Gary.
Well, and not to mention they're coming off a 16-0 season last year. So,
oh, for sure.
Nowhere to go but down.
Yeah. But it's pretty far down to go to 2-6 halfway through the next season.
Face the third most points. So some bad luck there. But, yeah, I feel like it's one of those situations, too, though. Like, he's got those guys, but none of them are doing it on the same week kind of thing.
Yep.
We've all been through that before.
Oh, yeah.
That's my pick, too. But can you honor – is it an honorable mention if it's for a bad award? Is it still called an honorable mention?
Sure.
It gets me dishonorable mention to Chambo. I don't want to smear his name too much.
It's like
A plus report card, A plus.
So an honorable mention for the biggest shitty, like the shittiest award is like a fart.
Yeah, so we fart. I'll give a fart.
This is like a one fart.
Did you guys each try to fart there as well? I just tried. As soon as you said fart, I tried to fart when I said fart.
No, I definitely did not. Totally fucked up that you did that.
Yeah.
All right, so edit that part out.
So the other thing is the biggest shitter for me would be it's got to be Chambo. The fact that the thing is like, you know, G&J going 16-0 only can go down from that. The same thing from having A plus rating coming out of the draft. Like, it's just not going to work out that well for you.
Well, who's accountable for that? Yorkie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yorkie made the grades.
Yeah.
Blame me. It's okay. Yeah.
Although that brings me to another point here where, like, people are projected high. Guys are projected for point. Like, there's zero accountability for these Yahoo algorithms. Like, they just – it's like your GPS when you're driving and then all of a sudden it's, like, 10 minutes more. And it just doesn't apologize. It just goes, yeah, well, it's 10 minutes more.
You got to use Waze, boys. Waze.
But even in Waze can do that to you, too, because stuff changes. But they try and work. They at least apologize. They try and work your way around it. Yeah, they still go, yeah, it's 10 minutes more this way. But take this side street.
And you want to stop at McDonald's and grab a Big Mac? It's only $1.99 today.
The offers. Don't even get me started. Targeted Waze offers. Marketing. Craziness. That's another podcast. So that we'll do three podcasts a week now. Holiday edition, where we break down what's wrong with each holiday. And we'll do a special Waze marketing.
Oh, wow.
Very specific. It'll be about 4 minutes.
Listening will be off the hook on that one. All right, boys. So we're going to go to the final matchup. Final award. And this is
mid-season award.
It's mid-season award, and I guess Cosby, this was kind of your idea on the needs improvement. So elaborate more on the criteria for winning this award.
We'll call the WTD. You got some work to do in a couple areas, and you named it too. You said whether it's guys making moves or maybe not starting positions or different scenarios like that. So it's a tougher one to really analyze because we're not in every manager's head. But we kind of just...
Are you still there, Cosby? Oh, geez. All right, Yorkie, who do you think is the to-do? Which guy is that?
Which guy's got work to do?
Yeah, which GM has the most work to do?
Yanni.
Yeah.
Yanni's got a ton of work to do. And honestly, Yanni, I've made some trade offers to you. You got to trade Gurley. I mean, you need to essentially win out in the league. I mean, what do we say? 6-7 gets into the playoffs. And you're already 2-6. So you've lost 3 in a row. You got to stop the bleeding and do something to get yourself 5 wins. 5 wins probably ain't getting it done, but you got it, you know. So, yeah, I definitely say Yanni.
You know, I feel that, yes, obviously Yanni needs work to do. At this point, I don't know. It might be a lost cause. I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know,
I have a ton of work to do.
Cosby, are you back?
Yeah, my phone died. I'm here now again. I'm trying to figure out.
You said, you had 30-something%. My phone's going to make it the entire way.
Yeah,
I got a battery thing from Google. It said battery usage based on your battery, current battery. Same thing as this GPS shit.
Oh man!
Based on your current battery usage, you're good till 12:30. Is it 12:30?
No, it's 10:18.
So my work to do guy is I don't want to be echoing Cosby. Okay.
I just figured that out too.
The work to do guy for me is Morris, and great guy. You know, he just had a really bad draft and some bad luck with injuries. He's got a lot of work to do, and I don't know if he can pull it off, but.
It's
tough. Like
when you get 13 points from your number one pick,
yeah,
he's gotten an 8.5 and 4.5 points.
Yeah, that's right.
This war. Let's reiterate, because I don't know if I got a chance. Is it reiteration if I just said it to myself in my room? But let me reiterate to everyone now. This award is meant to inspire. We're not. This is supposed to light a fire. This is what we're doing.
Well, and, some people take their they light their fire in different ways.
Yeah, and here's what I'm saying. Like, this good pieces is for Morris's team, especially. It's good pieces on that team. There's some work to be done with it, but where I'm most disappointed is he's one of the guys he threw out. I'll take willing to trade Rodgers for. A running back with a good hamstring or whatever got me going a little bit on, maybe I didn't even want Aaron Rodgers. Maybe I do now, but didn't really hear back. And I haven't been able to get in contact, maybe right this ship. Not that any trade we're going to make is going to like totally rock the standings or anything, but just one of those things where, you're going to put something like that out there. Follow up, I guess, is where I'm going with that.
The other thing, so I don't know if you heard Cosby, but Yorkie named Yanies as the needs improvement and was mentioning that, you know, trading Gurley may be in order here to kind of right the ship around.
That's a bit of an agenda. I bet you that's an agenda. Yorkie's got another plan there.
Yeah, he did say he's offered him a bunch of trades, but I guess that's you're 100% right.
And Yorkie, be honest, you're trying to hold on to Saquon and all of those, probably.
No, definitely not. Trading for Gurley, I got to give up Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, that's true. You should be like me and keep all your good guys for someone's good guy. Do it.
Yeah, Bob Morris, who you're offering back for me.
Bob Woods,
sorry.
Bob Woods. Someone wants Bob Woods. I just liked how I ended our trade talk by updating the trade block to the two guys we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then I put it in the WhatsApp.
Yeah, but I've known you long enough that I know that's your personality, where someone's going to be like, this fucking idiot.
Cosby, what team do you think is going to need the most improvement or has the chance for most improvement?
You know what? I didn't even think about it when I said the award thing.
Oh, my God.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Ozzy needs a life improvement right now.
No. He's a good guy. He's good.
Ozzy, I love you.
Yeah, Yorkie just likes to get his shots in.
I know.
That was completely facetious. Yeah, no, but team-wise, and Ozzy tried, too. He tried to get himself out from under the... I shouldn't have said that, though, because he tried to get himself out from under the Le'Veon Bell thing, and then... Still hasn't worked because Devontae Freeman just decided to take a year off.
Is his team, is manageable? Like, I think it's a playoff team. I think he can get in there. He's got some very good pieces.
The tape deal helps him because Marvin Jones's arrow is pointing up for sure.
Yeah, and like Kelsey's on a good squad. Like Jordan Howard's obviously really good. So yeah, I think. Of all the teams that have been kind of like work to do teams, I think, as we outlined there, I think Ozzy's is probably in the best shape to turn it around and improve improve in the second half of the season. So good pick, guys. Thank you for your input on that. Now we're gonna go. We don't want to go too long on the podcast tonight, but we got to move our attention to Week 9 here. For the Mo and the Dud. So I think it's pretty obvious on the Mo. I hate to bring it up, but there's the giggle, but I don't know. Unless you guys disagree, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's definitely dumpsters, fire divots, and Jaeger bombs.
Cosby?
Well, my phone's cutting out. Sorting. I'm kidding. What do we got here? I was hoping he asks York first, and then York doesn't really say a long enough answer for me to find another good one.
No, there's no if answer, but it's about
unless
it.
We did. Well, yeah, 2 versus 3, everyone's watching. Unless we're on the if we got the guys on the brink, we just mentioned them in the work to do. We got Tender Assassin and lots of backup RBs, both at 3 and 5, and projected only a 2-point difference. So. That's me just distracting from the point that it's probably you and Hendry. So
yeah. So okay, well, it's me and Hendry. I'm putting the foot down. All right, the over under on that, I will say 300.5.
Anyway. Did you just add up the thing?
Did you just
add up the projections?
No, I figured that was a good one. 300.5. Yeah.
You're terrible. You're a terrible liar.
For the second week in a row, I'm going. Well, I didn't vote last week, but I'm going to say the under.
The second week in a row.
What the hell is that? The second week in a row.
Well, right. last week was the under. It happened the under, so I'm going under.
Oh, so.
Oh, I see. You didn't vote. Oh, maybe no. I should laugh so quickly.
I had to leave the podcast early, but I did listen to it on my way home.
Night. Well, it's posted quickly. That's good. Okay, so we got dumpster fire divots. If that's who you're rooting for, dumpster fire divots. Luke Hendry's managed squad. He's gonna be thrilled, by the way, that he's in the Mo.
He'd already talked to me about it. He's like, "Hey, man, we're the Mo this weekend, eh?" I'm like, "Oh, it's guaranteed." But yeah, he was pretty jacked about it.
I love it. Yeah, I guess we're looking at the matchups for when we go to Bombos.
He sent you that message like 5 weeks ago. He's like, "Yeah, week 9, we're going to be the Mo."
Yeah. I don't know if he's that confident. Anyways, he has Cousins, Evans, Smith-Schuster, Julio, Connor, Deion Lewis, Cooper, and Devontae Parker. And we got Kirky with Breeze, Tyreek, Thielen, and Tony.
Where are you? You all see is a blank screen.
I've got my phone is about 150 degrees and I have to hold it up to my ear because I can't put you guys on speakerphone. Like my phone died already. It might explode in my hand before this podcast.
Listeners don't see this.
Yeah. It's radio.
I know. That's fine. I'm just telling you about my phone. Adventures.
I was commenting on Yorkie bringing it up.
So. No, I know.
Oh, yeah. No, he likes to go behind the curtain. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's fine. Where was I? Antonio Brown, AP all day, Adrian Peterson. Frank Gore is in Curry's life this week. Frank Gore making it in there.
Oh, he was in there last week. I took out Duke.
Yeah, Duke. Oh, man. Kyle Rudolph and Brandon Cooks. Okay. So no one actually was able to track those. I'm going to go over, though. I'm going to give a final as well. I'm going to give it to Kirky, 168 to 155.
That's my scores.
So York, you said under?
I said under.
I'm gonna go over just because that's what I do.
That's exactly what you do, especially when it's involving yourself.
Just make sure you hit submit.
Cause you went over and Kirky went over. Okay.
Are you doing notes?
Yeah, because you're not doing anything.
Well, I have to hold my phone. We've been over this.
Yeah, you don't have another hand?
So is your all number? Right. I can type one hand in this.
While we figure out if Cosby has another hand, let's move our attention to the dud. Who's going to be the dud this week? Who's got
the dud?
The dud. Who's got it?
Cosby.
Right now, Yorkie doesn't have a team, so
yeah.
He probably wouldn't. Actually, that might be intriguing to some people. They might want to see what happens. The fact that he could move to 5-4 and J-Wow could be 4-5 is just fantastic. Terrific. All kinds of words. Until Yorkie has a team, he's the dud for me, but I'll let you guys debate.
No, I agree with myself. I don't have a team right now, so I'm definitely in the dud.
Yeah, but that's like an interesting matchup, you know.
Kind of is. Like, I guarantee you, J-Wow's still shitting his pants.
You just don't have a running back, yeah? Yerky?
No, I need a running back and a tight end.
We have six bench spots, and he has six byes and a possible injury.
Well, Sonny Michel practiced today, so I'm hoping he fucking just gets something.
Oh, yeah, that's the good thing to hope.
Okay.
That's like when I had I shared a cell phone plan with my dad, and I had 600 minutes, and I made 600 calls.
Your team is definitely the dud. And even it's Chris Hogan and you as a WR1. Yeah, dud for sure.
No, I know. My whole team's a fucking dud right this week.
So, Yerky, we should post a bunch of gambles on who Yorkie's going to drop so that everyone knows that he has to drop people.
Oh my God.
Everyone will be tuned in for his drops.
The other one I was going to mention that is kind of a dud is G&J and Yaney. Like that, you know, those teams are definitely going in a negative direction here. But
or could spurn one of them onto a nice little. I mean, J&J, he's won a couple in a row.
What?
Oh, you were going to say their matchups. You're talking about Chambo and G&J.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What did I say? I meant Chambo.
I don't know. You said a bunch of team names. And okay. I'm holding my phone to my ear. This is really, I don't know what.
Chambo goes against Gary.
Okay, so we're going to put the over-under on Yorkie and J-Well. Like, J-Well's not going to be happy about being in the dud, by the way. But lucky for
him. It's not his fault, though. He knows.
Yeah, lucky for him. He's in it because he's playing Yorkie, who's obviously the dud. I will put the over-under at... This is going to be low, but I'm going to go 229.5. Cosby?
Jeez. So low.
Guy's got 75% of his team playing, and they're bad players.
Yeah. Under just because he's got Chris Hogan.
Under. Okay, I will vote next. I will say, I'm going to say over.
I love how you bet on your own lines, by the way. It's the best. I'm not saying it's bad. It's great.
And I was 0 for 2 last week.
I know.
Yorkie, what
do you mean? It means they're good numbers. It just means it's a good number.
Sometimes I'm going under.
Under 229. Wow.
Let me run through this. I'll do this. This will be rapid fire. Cam, Chris Hogan, Willie Snead, Marcus Valdez, Scanling, Garrett Blunt, empty, by Zach Ertz. Sony Michel.
Yorkie, are you just throwing the towel on this week or what?
Pretty much. It's already thrown.
But like this is gonna be an issue. This is gonna be an issue. And this is gonna be a topic of discussion in the offseason.
Oh, I know. I've tried everything this past week and a half to try to make some trades, try to do something. I knew it was coming. And I didn't think it'd be this bad. But obviously, losing Will Fuller hurts. And that would have been essentially just would have been Zach Ertz. And then losing Sonny Michel, praying maybe he plays. And then if he plays, what am I going to do? But
it's Sunday night, too. Shit.
Yeah. And I don't know who to even drop. Like, the only person I could possibly drop is one of my wide receivers, and so yeah, and he'd get picked up in heartbeat. So yeah,
buddy. Quarterbacks. You got to figure it out because otherwise, I'm writing my profile. I'm getting my team ready to sell.
Well, yeah, like this is something like we got to deal with. And I know when we were talking about a couple weeks ago, when Stuart Fart was going through an issue like this, and
oh yeah,
you know, his was a kicker, which is like not a big deal, but you've got like, you know, 25% of your squad.
I know. I still have a few trade offers trying to get something done, so we'll try to make it work.
Interesting. All right, just to recap, we got the Mo, which is Hendry versus Kirky. 300.5 is the over-under, and the dud this week is Yorkie versus J-Well at a whopping 229.5. And then I guess that's kind of sets the stage. There's I don't know if you guys know, but there's an extra ticket, or there's a ticket available for this Sunday for the Bills game. Any listeners out there, YouTube boys? I don't think it's taken yet, but you know, I don't know. I haven't talked to Luke today, but
did you try Nathan Peterman's dad?
Yeah, because that guy can't get a ticket. So no,
he's the only guy who wants to go.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be interesting. It'll be a fun time.
Get his family in the stands. No, Bills tailgates are sick. I will not be making it, but yeah, I people should go regardless. The game doesn't fucking matter. It's secondary, let's be honest.
It really is. You're right.
Remember that? What do we have? The guy, that guy, we didn't know. We were questioning our parking spot. What was that, 2 years ago? We were like, oh, where should we park? Oh, well, I guess he's all right. And then this fucking guy shows up with the giant Bills inflatable player.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about showing up with, you know, puking in a bag, and he was walking with a bag of puke in the tailgate. And we're like, why do you have this bag of puke still? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, let go of the puke bag. It's over.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's going to be with you anymore.
It's like his blankie.
Projectile out of your body, therefore doesn't want to be around you anymore. But anyways, yeah. So, yeah. So I don't know. We'll be a good one. I there'll probably be some stories from this weekend, but I don't know if you guys can make it, but like I said, I think the ticket's still available, and it'd be awesome to get a fourth there at least. And you know, I think that I'm hoping some other guys come too. But anyways, boys, we're coming up on the 60-minute mark, so we gotta wrap this up soon. Any other comments that you guys want to throw out there? Things to watch this week or just in general, what's going on?
I think other than Sunday night, just this will probably be the last time, unless they meet in the Super Bowl, Rodgers versus Brady, because they won't play for another 4 years. And who knows if Brady will be even in the NFL in 4 years. But Rodgers, Brady, they've only played one other time. So that definitely be something to watch.
Wow, Yorkie, that was a good one. That was probably your best comment you've ever had on this podcast.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Cosby?
I'm not even going to – I don't know. I can't follow that. It's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. Just a mess tonight, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Even the podcast.
Can't see – seeing, like, in his ear.
Oh, it's just –
Do I have my camera on still?
Let's just end it. Let's just end it now. Let's get rid of this thing.
And all we're seeing your ear. Like, we're seeing your earwax just, like, build up. It's
gross. Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
On that note, boys, have a good. Oh, there he is. Have a good week, everyone. Good luck. It's moving week again, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later.
Happy Halloween.
Peace.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.